Come on, Gossies. Gossie, Gossie, Gossies. Come on. Come on. Come on. They've formed a beautiful circle all around us. We're just standing in the middle of the paddock, and it's wonderful because they're such friendly creatures, and they've come to say hello to everybody. I'm Judy Goodman from Goodman's Geese. We're set here in the Abberley Hills all around us at Woolsgrove Farm in northwest Worcestershire. They're pure white, and they have these lovely bright orange beaks and bright blue eyes. Their legs are looking a bit muddy at the moment because of the wet weather we've been suffering from. But when they're clean, they're orange like their beaks. This is one of the flocks we have out of six, because we try to do 4,000 geese, free-range geese, and 4,000 free-range bronze turkeys for Christmas. It's the end of November now, and so we start plucking the first week of December, and we hope for a good season.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
If you haven't got a penny,
I hate me all day.
If you haven't got a hate me, God bless you.
This is Monday morning, the 17th of December, the busiest week of the year. I don't think that heater works. We're a bit short of heaters and it's jolly cold. It's now tea time break at 10 o'clock, the old-fashioned word of bait time, as they used to say in years gone by. I don't know everybody's names, because we have a few nationalities here, different nationalities, but we have Sean and Richard and Tom. Chris, and...
For us here, we lose December. You lose December because you come here in the dark and you go home in the dark. And so Christmas, I suppose, and the December month's a bit of a write-off for a lot of us because we're so involved in this shed. And which is not a problem. It doesn't bother me. My name's Richard Whiteman, and I...
He's a slaughterman.
Yeah, so I do all the slaughter and help Michael with the management of the staff and... help out with a lot of the foreign workers here, take them shopping and sort them out. I only do this here once a year. I do a lot of other stuff in the country. I'm a farmer's son, but farming is not giving me the income that I need to maintain a standard of living to live out in the countryside. So I do garden maintenance, tree surgery, fencing. I do the odd bit of tractor driving. I help my brothers out with the family farm, but that can't sustain all three of us, so I have to go out and make my own living. And I've been coming here for Jeff and Judy, have been very kind. They invited me here in 1988, and I've worked for them pretty much for the last 18, 20 years. It's got to be, hasn't it, Judy?
Yes.
I'm off to make sure that everybody's using the bins correctly, to make sure the offal's going in the right bins, and then I'm going to get back on the line and start viscerating. And that's my job.
So this is Robert from Poland, who's here with his girlfriend. That's right, isn't it? Yes, you've got a lovely girlfriend, Dorothy, who does the packing of the giblets. And now he's pulling the poultryman machine pulls the sinews. These are the sinews, like you're like your tendons in your legs, and you pull them, because when these are cooked, they go brittle, and they're like spiky bits in the meat. So if the sinews are pulled, that you don't get that in your leg joints. And that's why some people think, oh, I don't need the leg, they're full of bones. But they're not, because we've pulled them, see? And that's such an important thing in the preparation of a bird. It's like a vacuum pump, controlled by vacuum. And the feet go in there and there, like that. And he presses a button, and they pull back from the body. We used to do it on a door handle, the door latches. My mother taught me to do it on a old-fashioned, you know, the hook door latches. And you used to put the foot over a latch like that, and then cut the bone first, the big bone at the top, just with a knife, get through that bone, put it over that, and then just pull down, and you can pull them out manually.
My name is Robert, I come from Poland. I must do it very fast, because when I do slowly, my guys wait for the goose. In Poland, I work a bodyguard, security bodyguard. Work in the club, nightclub. And I study in Poland wychowanie fizyczne, in the sport and the fitness. I'd rather be the nightclub, but this is the better money.
I've travelled abroad myself when I was young, so, and worked abroad, and I know what it's like to be in a foreign country, and I think it's important for their morale in what is not the easiest and most pleasant of jobs. So I take them out for a beer. I took two of the Polish lads for an Indian meal the other night, which they'd never had, and they said it was the most wonderful meal they'd ever had in their life. And it makes you feel good inside when you can do something for these people, because some of them are absolutely such staunch hard workers, and you treat them right and they'll do the job really well, and they're very thorough. And without them, I think they should be encouraged to come here, because we can't function in the agriculture industry without Polish or Eastern European labour. And I think until we're in a position where people in this country will actually get involved again, we're going to have to solely rely on them.
This is Michael, my son, who's the total organiser of the whole caboosh for Christmas. Military-style operation. We're now in the cold room, and they're sorting some more free-range geese that have been matured in the cold room, ready for evisceration. So I'll hand you to Michael for a minute.
Yeah, this cold room's about 0 degrees, and I'm in here for probably 8 hours a day, so I've got quite a few layers of clothes on. The only part of your body that really does get cold is your feet, because we all wear Wellingtons for hygiene purposes, so plenty of pairs of socks to keep your feet warm. No gloves, no. No, very hardy hands. These are all our mail order birds. They go all over the country from Scotland to Cornwall, so we just hope the courier, we've changed courier this year, so we just hope the courier performs and they all get there. You know, I think last year or a year ago we do geese and turkeys, and there was two birds being delivered into Chelsea in London, and one customer was having a goose and one was having a turkey, and they received the wrong birds, so they had to swap birds. They had to kind of go next door and swap the turkey and the goose back over. This is the busiest time now. The next 4 days is the busiest time, so I'll be glad when Christmas Eve comes for a rest.
I'll put that one. Hello, Judy Goodman. No, I'm afraid not. Not a goose. Where are you phoning from? Hartlepool. Oh, that's... can I just ring one person up for a delivery time? Here. Oh, hello, is that Blagdon's? Yes, Men at Farm Butchers. It's Judy Goodman. Yes. Yes, that's all right. And they're all oven ready, I'm afraid. Yes. We can't do anything. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
There's Mum and Dad, Jeff and Judy. And then there's myself and my wife, Ruth. And then Henry helps as well. I've got a younger son, James, who helps a little bit. But he's only 9. And then there's Mike, my brother, who's the main man in there, sorting all the orders out and keeping the job running. His wife, Kathy, and he's got 2 children, William and Sophie. I'm Andrew Goodman, and there's Henry Goodman and Dominic Colwell in here as well. We're rendering the fat down and jarring it up, ready for everybody to cook their roast potatoes on Christmas Day. And we have this large container here where we heat the fat, which has been drawn out of the birds, great lumps of fat, and it all liquefies as it's heated up. It then comes out here, it comes out there liquid. And the goose fat's very strange, because when it cools down, it goes completely white, virtually. And it's really golden yellow colour now. There's a bit of fat on the floor there, so yeah, it is a bit slippy. We've got the cardboard down on here to stop it slipping over. I fill this up at night with the fat and let it warm up overnight, so it's ready for the next morning to start potting up. And I'd washed it all out, filled it all back up, and I came back half an hour later and realised I'd left the tap open, so the fat had just about got to the door. It was running over, so I had a nice job of cleaning it all up. We're going to pot up around about almost 4,000 jars over the next few days. Well, I mean, we've been doing the geese for 25 years. It's only about the last 4 years that we've actually started potting up the geese. Some of the celebrity chefs, Nigella Lawson, people got hold of it, and whoosh, it's just taken off. It's a wonderful product, and a goose is a wonderful thing because you can get so much off it. You've got the actual bird itself and the meat, you've got the feathers, you've got the goose fat, and then you've got quills when you can make a pen out of. Somebody came up here the other day wanting some feathers to make some quills to write with. So there's so many things a goose can provide.
What they ring you? Oh, but radio is very, very important for the staff because it takes that deadness out of the room. And it hung in the sky like a star.
Just like a star. Hi, I'm Dave Manton, and I'm doing the quality control, trying to inspect all the work that these folks have done or supposed to have done, and making sure they look somebody presentable for Christmas. She's sorting the giblets out, the three of those, packing the heart, liver, gizzard into punnets, and then we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of them drawing them, and then we got 3 at the top doing the necks, then we got 2 at the top doing the legs. Sorted. Oh, slave labour it is. It's ice cold, hard on the hands, long hours. Oh, it's terrible. It's just faster! Come on, faster! It's laughing and joking. It's a good laugh. It's getting a gang of people together and having a good time, really. But it's hard work, but we all enjoy it and take the mick out of each other and just keep going.
This is number 1 cold room. And this is where the birds are stored now to go out to the butchers. See, and this is inside a box if you want to see ones, how they open them up. And then here is the bird there, all ready to go, looking absolutely perfectionate, with the thyme on it and the goose fat and the giblets. The recipe leaflet, Judy's favourite tips. Top tip is when you're cooking it, is first of all to prick the fat gland by the wing. It's very important. Cover the legs with foil and a bit of goose fat first, then the foil, before you cook it. Leave it out of the fridge for at least 24 hours before you cook it. You don't want to put a cold, hard thing into the oven because it's not ready for the oven. The heat doesn't get in so well if it's soft and supple before you put it into the oven. So it's jolly cold in here. Let's move on. All right? Well, how long will it take you to deliver those four?
So I'm going to Mowins, I'm going to Mowins, then I go to Clapham Junction, so that'll be
another half an hour,
and then I've got to Clapham to Soho in traffic.
I think it's worth it.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. How many fat did he have in the end, Macy?
60.
Yeah.
Right. I'll go and
so
make sure it's on.
Make sure there's 60 jars of goose fat on.
My name's Philip Owen. I farm up the road from here, and I do the deliveries every Christmas for Goodman's. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, here for about 3:15, leave at 3:30, down to London. I've done a butcher's in Greenwich, and then Harvey Nicks delivery back here. Then I'm turning around and going back down to Maidenhead to another butcher's now. Christmas Day falls on the wrong day this year. It falls on a Tuesday, so everything's got to be constrained into this week, so 6 days of chaotic delivering. Butcher in Greenwich, I went to him yesterday with 300 turkeys. I went to him this morning with 125 geese. And I went to Harvey Nicks with 80 geese. And tomorrow morning I'm back in London by 6 o'clock for a butcher with 225 geese.
Hello, Judy Goodman. Yes? Can I have your postcode? Yep.
Just turkeys. Are you doing those now?
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
So it's Saturday, not Sunday. Sunday. Yep. Okay then. Thanks very much. Bye. We're on this terrible thing this morning of getting the balancing act right of the numbers. But I think we're just about there with about 2 spare geese, I think, which will, you know, just keep us all happy. But it's very tight. In the month of December, we've dealt with over 7,000 birds, which is record numbers, you know. I breathe a sigh of relief if all the overnights have got there on Thursday stroke Friday, and then for Christmas I'm going to my oldest son Andrew's for lunch. I'll be having goose and turkey, definitely, you know, we always do.